How much time would you say you spend thinking about the native pollinator diversity where you live? In other words, do you wonder about the health of your local bee population? If you're like Israel Del Toro, you think about it a lot. Israel's an assistant professor of biology at Lawrence University, and he's coordinator of the Appleton Pollinator Project, which is using the concept of citizen science to learn about and increase pollinators in urban spaces. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you've planted something in your yard, say, to help the local bees. Love to hear from you. Or if you have a question about your local bee population, 800-642-1234. Israel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Can you talk about the role our Wisconsin bees play in our lives, apart from, you know, making the honey?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about bees, we typically only associate the honeybee and maybe the bumblebee and maybe a couple of other species of bees that you might see in your backyard. But in reality, Wisconsin has over 500 different species of bees that are native to the state. That's a lot of biodiversity that remains relatively poorly understood. And sort of my job is to come in and figure out what we can do in our own backyards to improve the quality of lives for these organisms. So like I said, a lot of biodiversity out there, not a lot known about it.
And you're reaching out to community members in the Appleton area and neighboring cities. What are you asking the public to do to help track these bees?
So through an organization or a nonprofit organization called the Pollinablers Fox Cities, we've been working with the Fox Cities area, including Appleton, Nina, Menasha, basically any city along the Fox River, to try and change our habits to make our communities a little bit more bee friendly. We want folks to think about the necessities that our native pollinators have. So we might think of things like floral resources or flowers in your yard that bees forage for nectar and pollen for. But we also have to think about the nesting habitat. What sort of habitat are we providing for them to nest in? In fact, most of the bees that live in Wisconsin are ground nesters. So we have to think carefully about how to set aside some space for those bees to do well as well. We also have to think about things like their access to water. You know, sometimes we put bowls out for water for our honeybees, but how are we providing water, clean water resources for our native bees as well becomes an important issue.
Well, that's interesting. I know there are a lot of plants that we could plant to help out the bees. I hadn't heard as much about that nesting habitat. So if, say, somebody with a yard in the Appleton area wants to set aside some land, how do they make sure they create a bee-friendly housing site?
One of the best things that I tell people to do is to just let their yards be. I know that's punny and inappropriate, but just letting it be is an excellent way of making the right appropriate habitat space for your native pollinators. With dead branches on the ground, for example, or wood piles or stems that you don't trim or remove. So for example, I'm looking at my pollinator garden right now from my office window, and I see some old stems of some onion blooms that were around earlier in the season. I'm just going to let those stay in place. And the hollow stems are actually a great nesting habitat for some native bees. So it's just a matter of sort of taking a step back and doing a little bit less. We don't have to have this ideal, super tidy, pristine yard all the time. If you leave a little patch a little bit more disturbed and a little bit more wild looking, chances are you're going to be attracting a lot of your native pollinators as well.
Well, that's very encouraging, because then I can say I'm not lazy. I'm letting my lawn look that way for the bees. That's something we can do, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was sort of the whole idea behind an earlier initiative that we had, was the No Mow May initiative, where we basically wanted to, on the other end of the year, provide early foraging resources for our native pollinators. And we did that by asking people not to mow their yards for the month of May. And so we called this initiative No Mow May. In the city of Appleton, nearly 500 people registered and participated on this event. And we basically let our lawns grow, and everything that was in there came to bloom and actually provided a significant boost in the abundances and the biodiversity of bees in our backyards.
Talking to Israel Del Toro from Lawrence University, biology professor there, coordinator of the Appleton Pollinator Project. We're talking about making safe space for bees in our lives and the benefits they bring us. You mentioned that was some spring activity. What do you have coming up in the fall and beyond at the Pollinator Project?
Yeah, a big thing that we want to do this fall is start getting ready for next year's plantings. It's actually not too late to start putting out seed for what pollinator plants you might want to consider having next year. So right around this time, this year's flowers and seeds have all come to bloom. take a walk in your local park. Look for some of those native things like milkweeds and brown and black-eyed Susans or coneflowers, and grab a few seeds and just toss them in your yard. These seeds need a nice, hardy, cold winter to sort of treat the seed before it can actually bloom in the spring. So this is the time of year to start putting out seeds wherever you think you want to grow a pollinator garden in the future. This is also a good time to start thinking about letting some of that nesting habitat just sort of remain untouched and undisturbed. That's really important to maintain safe queens and let them overwinter through the following few months.
Can people get a little more creative with their plants? I planted this thing I'd never heard of called Joe Pye Weed. It's beautiful. It's a monster. And I can look out my window and it's BTV. With a little research, we can get pretty creative, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of plant species out there. You know, it's a little bit hard talking to an audience that's Wisconsin-wide here and tell you specifically what's native in your neck of the woods, but talk to your local horticulturist. You know, do a little bit of research. There's plenty of online social media groups that have great advice on what's native in your own backyard and what's appropriate for your climate, your habitat, your soil type, so that you can provide some forage for next year's bees. And I also want to make a plug to not be discouraged and thinking about European honeybees as well. You know, most of my work and my research focuses on the 500 plus native bee species, but the European honeybee is part of our naturalized bee community. They are responsible for an important pollination ecosystem service. And so protecting those populations is also a future line of research of mine and a future interest.
And, let's bring on a caller, actually. Ivy is with us in Evansville. Ivy, hi.
I just wanted to bring up a book that you probably know about. It's called The Bees in Your Backyard, which helps people identify those different bees, at least get you started on it. And it's kind of a neat book. I use it in my yard when I'm looking at the bees in my flower garden.
That's fantastic, yeah, Ivy. Thanks for sharing that. And Israel, you have some online resources to help identify some of our species, right?
Absolutely. So the UW-Madison Extension has a guide to some of the more common species that you're likely to see in the area. But as well, you can also try Google groups and Facebook groups, groups of people in social media that are sort of connected to the local bee communities. And if you want to, you can also check out our website. That's byobeez.org. So that's byobeez.org. And in our website, you'll find a list of native plants for the Fox Cities region, which is broadly applicable to much of Wisconsin, but also things, little tips and tricks and videos that you can use in your own backyard to help bees do better.
When I hear pollinators, Israel, I think bees and butterflies. It sounds like bees do most of the heavy lifting, but I also hear you saying things like planting plants that are going to help the bees and may help the butterflies too.
Absolutely. Pollinators are not just restricted to bees. Bees, you know, there's a lot of species. They're really, really abundant. And so we talk about bees a lot, but butterflies are also important pollinators. Bats are also important pollinators. Things that you often don't think about go. So by planting these native prairies and these native flora, you're actually helping out a plethora of the biodiversity in our backyard. So bees, beetles, there are butterflies, moths, all important pollinators in our urban ecosystems.
I know people around the state can do a lot of things you've been talking about, but if people want to get involved in the Fox Cities area in particular with your project, what do they do?
Yeah, reach out to us. There's a couple of Facebook pages and Facebook groups that you can reach us directly. One of them is the Appleton Pollinator Project, and the other one is Pollinablers Fox Cities. And this is a group of citizen scientists and citizen individuals who care about developing our community into a more sustainable and bee-friendly place. So we're working with local alderpersons to develop policy and initiatives that are going to go citywide and community-wide to try and enhance pollinator habitat, plant native floral resources, eliminate invasive species, make sure that we are essentially providing the best possible resources for our native bees. And in a world where our day-to-day news feed might be filled with gloomy news, bees are actually a little spot of sunshine. They, you know, there's a lot you can do and a lot you can physically control to actually help out the bees in your own backyard. So I encourage you to just start dabbling, get to know some of your neighbors, see what works, plant things like Joe Pye weed or butterfly weed, and you're going to see some great progress just outside your window.
Israel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That's Israel Del Toro, biology professor at Lawrence University. He's the coordinator of the Appleton Pollinator Project. He joined us for a look at the effort to boost bees in the Fox Cities.